Let's go from a legendary athlete to a legendary director, Alfred Hitchcock, who's getting the multi-screen treatment this fall. HBO premiered a drama about him a few weeks back, and now critic Ken Turan has a review of another movie in theaters this week, simply titled Hitchcock.
Few directors put up as convincing a public mask as Alfred Hitchcock. Few actors are as compelling as Anthony Hopkins, who plays the great man, or Helen Mirren, who plays Alma, his wife. But even with these two Oscar winners, Hitchcock is one portrait of a marriage we could have lived without. The year is 1959, and the premise is that the director is simultaneously worrying about his relationship and his chances of getting the groundbreaking chiller Psycho off the ground. Hitchcock, as usual, runs the plot past Alma.
Just think of the shock value. Killing off your leading lady halfway through.
Her response is right to the point.
Actually, I think it's a huge mistake. You shouldn't wait till halfway through. Kill her off after 30 minutes.
Psycho's bizarre plot unhinges everyone in Hollywood. But this film takes pains to show that it's right in line with the director's voyeuristic tendencies.
I'm just a man hiding in the corner of my camera, watching. My camera will tell you the truth.
Unfortunately for this film, Hopkins is unable to push his performance past the point of impersonation. And Hitchcock can't convey any sense of urgency about its character's problems. It's hard to get worked up about the fate of Psycho, or the potential sacrifices the Hitchcocks face. Giving up foie gras flown in from Paris in favor of some produced in Barstow, California, is not particularly compelling. Though the official publicity line is that Hitchcock is some kind of a love story, the film's sensibility is too odd to make any kind of romance convincing. There's a listless quality to this production, and, invasions of privacy aside, Alfred Hitchcock would definitely not approve.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.